This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Like it or not, the fate of President Obama's foreign policy is linked to the performance of two men he meets today. They're the presidents of Afghanistan and Pakistan. One governs the country where President Obama is escalating a war. The other governs a country that's seen as the key to stability in the region. Both foreign leaders have come under sharp criticism, and both face a resurgent Taliban. Our coverage begins with NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
When President Obama picked Richard Holbrooke to be a special representative for both countries, the idea was simple. You can't fix Afghanistan without Pakistan's help. But now Pakistan looks to be the more urgent problem for the U.S., and Holbrooke spent a couple of hours on Capitol Hill yesterday trying to explain why the U.S. needs to help a Pakistani president who many here don't see as a reliable partner.
Our goal must be unambiguously to support and help stabilize a democratic Pakistan, headed by its elected president, Asif Ali Zardari.
But members of Congress, including Gary Ackerman, a Democrat from New York, need a lot more convincing.
Let me be blunt. Pakistan's pants are on fire. Pakistan's leaders, rather than recognizing and moving to address the urgent danger to their constitution and country, instead seem convinced that if left alone, that appeased or attack piecemeal, the Islamist flame will simply burn itself out. That hope is, at best, folly.
Ambassador Holbrooke tried to tamp down the drama at a time when Congress is considering tripling non-military aid to Pakistan to $1.5 billion a year. Holbrooke argued that this is not an exercise in nation-building, but rather an effort to help counter a threat that both Pakistan and the U.S. share.
We do not think Pakistan is a failed state. We think it's a state under extreme test from the enemies who are also our enemies. And we have, Mr. Chairman, the same common enemy.
Holbrooke tried to walk a fine line in that hearing, as President Obama will likely have to do in talks at the White House today. While on the one hand, the administration needs to persuade Congress to boost aid to Pakistan, military as well as non-military, it has also been trying to turn up the heat on Zardari's government to take more concerted action against extremists and to ensure the safety of Pakistan's nuclear arsenal. The Obama administration also has complicated relations with the leader of Afghanistan, though President Hamid Karzai told the Brookings Institution yesterday that his country is a committed partner.
We've had ups and downs, especially in the past year and a half, in our relations with America. There were difficult moments over civilian casualties between us. There were tense moments over the issues of aid distribution and corruption and all that. But the fundamentals of this relationship are very, very strong.
Karzai, who is running for re-election this year, praised the Obama administration's plans for a civilian surge, a plan to send in more civilian experts to Afghanistan, along with the troop buildup. Despite the nice talk in public, today is likely to be an intense day of diplomacy behind the scenes. Special Representative Richard Holbrooke says delegations from both countries will meet separately and jointly at the State Department and the White House, and he calls this series of meetings historically important.
The two finance ministers have never met each other. The two agriculture ministers don't know each other. The two interior ministers do not know each other. And yet, for the United States, our most vital national security interests depend on cooperation between Pakistan and Afghanistan.
Holbrooke said the countries have a long and complicated history of animosity, and the idea of these trilateral meetings is to come up with some concrete guidelines to cooperate in the fight against extremists. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.